Saturday night, Serie A boys. Joe O'Sullivan, Emmett Gates, David Farini taking you through the last, 10 minutes. What are we looking at? A goal, Santiago Castro, good finish. Brilliant night for it. We've got the fans in the background. You might be able to sneak peek and see those. Joe, you're still in Italy, which is good to see.
I'm still in Italy.
Emmett's back in Italy, so am I. We were in Milan last week at the derby, at the Dall'Ara. You were here last week.
I was here for the first...
Go again.
I was here for the first Champions League game against Shakhtar, and it was terrible. The city's amazing, but on the day, it absolutely poured down. The match was 0-0. The atmosphere is probably better tonight. The standard of football is definitely better tonight. But that was still a great occasion for them. You feel like both of these teams, after finishing top five last season, have sort of sleepwalked into the start of this year, underperforming, maybe feeling the weight of having to stretch their squad for Europe. And now we're looking at a final 10 minutes where Bologna are holding a 1-0 lead, but with 10 men. Sort of sums it up for both of them. It's been a slow start, hasn't it?
And they've been down to 10 men for a while.
Yeah.
So Lukumi sent off. But the cabbie today was saying, didn't he, Emmett? The cabbie was saying he doesn't really mind Bologna having a slow start this season because that's what they did last season. Different coaching back then. Thiago Motta, now it's Italiano. We can see him doing his song and dance on the side here. Your thoughts on Bologna so far? We've written about them on DestinationCaltra.com. I don't know, it's got a different feeling being here compared to looking at them on TV. They're playing okay.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, as you can...
We've got an announcement. Go for it, and doors up.
As you can hear...
Emmett, just wait your turn, all right? Home is on. Go for it, Emmett.
I mean, as you can hear, the fans are very behind the team. But it was always going to be hard to live up to expectations and the hype after last season. But it also has to be remembered that they lost their coach, they lost their star striker, their star midfielder got injured in Lewis Ferguson. They lost another crucial midfielder in Selemakers. They lost the star defender as well in Calafiore. So the spine of the team got ripped out, as well as the coach, so it was always going to be hard to live up to what happened last year. And as Joe said, they've had a slow start, but they're holding on to a 1-0 lead here against a good Atalanta team, which again has having their own slow start. And the first half was so-so, but the second half has kind of kicked in a life. Obviously we got the goal from Castro, the sending off. It's basically attack against defence now, even though Bologna are venturing into the Atalanta half. But yeah, it's been a decent game of football.
Well, we're not going to ask you to commentate it for us, but let's go into your stadium guide, Stadio Dall'Ara here, the Renato Dall'Ara. It's about half an hour walk from the center of Bologna, Piazza Maggiore there. At the moment, it's still kind of touristy here at the end of September. Lots of people out and about, lots of families. It's one of those cities that's not necessarily a party city, despite its reputation of university students being here. We've seen a lot of different age groups, a lot of different demographics, and Piazza Maggiore, spectacular, is quite busy at the moment. But near there, we were there today at the Mercato where we picked up some grub, some good cheese, some olives and sun-dried tomatoes and bread and all that. Plenty of bargains to be had in this part of Italy, which most people that haven't been here wouldn't know about. The food in Emilia-Romagna has that epic reputation. Here at the stadium, you can get a panino with some of the finest mortadella in the world. And we're going to put that up on our socials as Lookman comes in. Oh, what a 1-2 that is. Oh, it's at the back post. And unfortunately for Atalanta, they couldn't equalise there.
Good play from Atalanta.
It feels like Bologna has a little bit of everything from around Italy, and it's sort of mixed up, and it's all here. A lot of people, it's not their first choice coming here, but it is an epic city.
Yeah.
And you've been here a few times, your second time at the stadium, the last time you came as a fan, now we're in the media stand this evening. mean, look at that. Tell us a little bit about that tower where you sat last time. We'll see if we can get some vision and put it on the pod during the week. But.
Yeah, I mean, it was built when this stadium was built, I think, in the 1930s when Mussolini was in charge of Italy.
Got to thank Mussolini for most of the stadiums around.
Yeah.
Cut.
Cancelled.
He made the trains run on time and he built stadiums.
Yeah. And it's in the Zaragoza district.
Yeah, it's a magnificent tower, and it's Bologna are in the process of trying to renovate the Dalara, but the tower, or the Maradona, as it's known as in Italian, will
stay. Marathon Tower.
Because it's a national monument, and even if the rest of the stadium is renovated, tore down, that will stand. And it's beautiful, like the artwork, or the brickwork, sorry. It's fantastic. They have an alcove there where we can see just directly opposite us.
Yeah, it's
a fantastic piece of architecture.
Packed. Yeah.
And as David, as you know today, and also Joe knows, Bologna is famous for its porticos, which is like arches that you can walk under to get around lots of the city.
Well, the cabbie told us there was about 50 kilometres, roughly, of those portici, plural for portico, is they're everywhere. And there's one that leads basically to the entrance, that far entrance over there in the corner. And it goes all the way up the mountain there, San Luca. The sanctuary up there is a beautiful church, stunning church up the top.
Beautiful view over Bologna.
The palazzo there, the view. We've got that content coming for you as well. We're going to squeeze that and sit and put that up. But 38,000, a little bit over the capacity here at the Dalara. And you can walk up. It's probably about a 20-minute walk up the hill to the palazzo, the San Luca. It's opened in 1927. According to your stadium guide, I'm just cheating now and having a look. But how to get here, we've got all those directions. You can get here from Bologna Centrale. It's about three and a half kilometers away. Is Atalanta looking for an equalizer? They're in the box. And here it comes off the post. Di Catalani can't turn it home. And Lookman on the left wing. Joe thought it was a goal. Still going there. We were in Bergamo last week, by the way. Atalanta being here. We got rained out of that one on the first night.
Yeah.
Good win for Como, though. So we've got all the directions how to get here, where to fly into, where to spend a football weekender. And in this strip of Italy, you've got Sassuolo, Modena, where we're going tomorrow.
Yeah. Parma.
Cesena's not too far. Even San Marino isn't too far away from here. What are we, 90th minute, still 1-0 for Bologna. They might sneak a win tonight as Atalanta keep pouring on the pressure. They've got 11 against 10. Maybe we'll pass back to Joe. I know he's interested in the football. They've got it. What a goal. That is Zaniolo. Is it Samardzic? And he runs off to the corner. Here we go. That is...
I've just missed that chatting to you two Egypts.
I've called
second,
him over to miss
up it. In about 10 minutes.
I saw that. That
I
was
just
beautiful.
Saw the net rippling. They deserved it, didn't they? I think once Bologna went down to 10 men, you thought that might happen.
Yeah.
They've hit the woodwork twice in the last 10, 15 minutes.
Stunning goal. Is that Samardzic's first goal? Yeah. We've got the advantage of the replay here. Look at that.
Yeah.
Bend
I mean,
it like
Lazar. What a goal. Are they looking at something here?
He sounds depressed, the stadium announcer.
4 minutes out of time. I don't know if they're checking something or...
Look, they're going off over there in the Atalanta section.
The Bergamaschi
are happy. They're starting to leave now, a few of the fans. Look at that. You can see the screens here. The Bergamaschi, they weren't too happy the other night with Como.
No, that was a big shock. Just Como had... Yeah, in their first four games, had them won. And then to go to Atalanta and win like that... But it's been an unpredictable season, hasn't it? With Udinese, yeah. Torino, Empoli. It's fantastic. It's proven a lot of people wrong who maybe don't rate Italian football, you know? Showing them that it's fantastically entertaining.
Here comes Edison.
We've been proved wrong a lot recently. We thought Inter Milan would batter Milan.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
I didn't really expect Bologna to win tonight, to be honest.
Well, no one expected them to make the Champions League, to be honest. So.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to look for the winner.
They might end
here.
Up losing this game now.
Yeah, they're looking for the winner. Atalanta pressing 11 against 10 men in Zaniolo. and Samardzic are wreaking a little bit of havoc. Here they come. Zaniolo this time trying one. And so your next movements tomorrow with us. We're going to go to Modena.
We're going to see what the culture is like in Modena, aren't we?
Bit of balsamic vinegar.
Yeah.
We're going to go on a tour.
So Modena is home to the Holy Trinity of Balsamico, Pavarotti and Ferrari. That's quite astounding for a fairly unknown city to be the birthplace of those three famous names. So we're going to have to check it out.
Do you think that Luciano used to drive around his Ferrari and just stop off for a bit of balsamico?
Yeah.
That's what I would have done if I was here.
That's the dream.
And I'd sing about it all the way home.
And obviously Sampdoria, who are visiting Modena tomorrow, had a massive win in the derby the other night.
Yeah.
So it should be good crack tomorrow.
Yeah, it should be good.
On and off the pitch. Yeah.
Yeah, we're there. Is that a handball?
Might have been.
It's a half appeal there from Zaniolo. There's radio announcers just next to us, and they slammed the table when that goal went in. But what can you do? It's a class goal.
Yeah. Lookman, by the way defenders are gravitating towards him, it's mad when you think of how it didn't quite work out for him at Fulham, at Everton.
And he went to Germany and he wasn't.
And then, you know, everyone knows what happens in the Europa League final last year in Dublin. The Atalanta fans are going mental at this stage. But on the pitch tonight, like, he'll draw the opposition into a 2-on-1. He's so, like, he is very dangerous.
I think he's become one of the most feared attackers in Serie A now.
And to be fair, he's so effective, isn't he? With every, he doesn't really lose the ball. He's very progressive. Here we go.
Oh, there you go. Skodowski this time with the save. Well, Joe's had enough. He doesn't want to miss another goal. We might see some tomorrow in Modena. Yeah, 30 seconds. We've got about, what have we got, 45 seconds left in stoppages.
Joe's going to watch all of these next 45 seconds.
We should make him talk us through it.
Vincenzo Italiano going crazy on the sideline.
Let's wrap it up, Emmett, because I think maybe these two are going to go nuts if Atalanta get a late winner. They've got all the ball as well. And here they come, the last foray down the right wing. It's Zaniolo trying to step over. Out to the right side. It's Cuadrado, the step over. Back for Zaniolo. Here they come. The shot like... No, Darun. Unselfish. It's Lookman into the middle. And it was De Gelare. And the volley over the top from Cuadrado.
That'll do it.
Let's put that over the top. That's got to be the last. It's got to be the last whistle here. These two are still slamming tables next to us. But the Renato Dell'Arda, you can hear it is an immense atmosphere, Emmett.
And we definitely recommend it.
We recommend it. And we are here, one of the destinations. It is Destination Bologna this weekend.
Yeah.
Three nights here. Modena, 25 minutes down the road. Get here and just like Joe.
The Piazza Maggiore. A tip, don't go to Piazza Maggiore. Go to every side street off the Piazza Maggiore.
It is lovely around
and it's
there.
It's the vibe. It's quite hipster, isn't it?
Yeah.
Great bars, restaurants. Piazza Maggiore is mad. It's like Times Square now, but everything in and around that, it's like almost like the Venetian canals, just these little streets off, and it's just buzzing. It's class.
Funny you mention that. The cabbie today told us that they're reopening the river that they closed in 1959 to put a Navigli style in Milan, Navigli, that area there, the canals back into Bologna. So we'll leave it on that note. Let's research that. Destination Calcio, Joe O'Sullivan, Emma Gates, David Farini. Get on the website, check out our Bologna Stadium guide.